Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, if you feel like Rich is kind of laid back at the age that he's at today, and happy birthday, Rich, maybe once he turns 71, like Charlie Casserly, he'll get feisty again, because Charlie has gotten feisty with the calendar flipping over to 71 years old. So, yeah, see?
Kyler Murray, see?
He got very feisty about Kyler Murray. Here's Charlie Casserly, just to set up what we're going to talk about here. Dan Patrick had some interesting things to say about Kyler Murray, but just to set up the tone of what's been said lately about Kyler Murray, and I do want Clint to comment again for those who weren't listening earlier in the show.
Yeah, I haven't heard this enough, so I'm good with it.
Okay, so we'll play Charlie Casserly, get Clint's thoughts on the responsibility or maybe lack thereof that Charlie Casserly is exercising when he says this about Kyler Murray.
Well, you better hope Kingsbury takes him number one, because this was not good. This was the worst comments I ever got on a high-rated quarterback.
Really?
And I've been doing this a long time. I'm probably doing it longer than you're alive anyway.
You have. That's why I said leadership. Really?
Yes. Leadership, not good. Okay. Study habits, not good. The board work, below not good. Not good at all in any of those areas, see? And raising major concerns about what this guy's going to do. Now, people will say, well, we're going to compare him to Mahomes. We're going to run an offense like Mahomes. We're going to run an offense like Baker Mayfield. Well, you can. And by the way, Friday, tune in up to minute. I'll show you the offense you're going to run with this guy. It is possible. But those guys are much different. I mean, those guys, you never question about their ability on the board. You never question their leadership ability, their work habits. They were outstanding in those areas. This guy's not outstanding in those areas. It showed up in the interview.
Clint Sterner, your thoughts?
Yeah, I believe that us in the media, whether we're behind this microphone right now that we're behind, or you're on that platform on TV, I think we have a responsibility to do the due diligence that comes with the territory, that comes with the profession. And in this instance, I think it's irresponsible. I think it's very, very unprofessional. To one, make these comments about a guy without flipping every stone. The easy thing to do here would be, if you did indeed hear that, to pick the phone up and call Lincoln Riley. Since these comments were made, Lincoln Riley has come out and said not only is it not true, but he himself has talked to the GMs or several GMs that went through the interview process with Kyler Murray, and he everything he heard was the exact opposite of what Casserly said. Eric Burkhart, is Kyler Murray's agent. He came out and said, not only does he totally disagree knowing the kid, but he also has spoken to several individuals that was at the combine, and it is the exact opposite. I personally know his high school coach, and I've talked to his high school coach, actually tweeted at him directly knowing he would respond, and I wanted to see what his response was. I didn't know what it would be. I'd never asked him the question, and he responded with unquestionably, undoubtedly, the kid is a great leader, a great player, a winner. Again, the exact opposite of what Charlie Casserly said. Now, last year, Colin Cowherd did it with Baker Mayfield. I think it's unprofessional. I think it's irresponsible. I think, and I didn't say this earlier, Sean, I think as a man, I would have a hard time sleeping at night if I knew that I went on TV or on the radio and made comments like this about a kid at this point in time in his career.
Pay him to do.
It is, but unfortunately, you're correct. That's all. The problem with all this is that these major networks, they pay these guys, these people, handsomely to just spew ignorance. But as a man, I would have a hard time sleeping at night knowing that I brought something to the table without flipping every stone, without making the calls that necessary, without doing the due diligence, Sean. I would not be able to sleep at night if I made comments about a 21, 22-year-old kid in the most important time frame over the next 2 months of a kid's career. Right. And look, there's no arguing, Sean. This impacts. People listen to this stuff.
It does, but wouldn't you agree, Clint, and I totally respect what you're saying, but wouldn't you agree that it would be a major upset if his high school coach, his college coach, and his agent didn't aggressively defend him and make the claim that all of this is untrue? I mean, isn't that their role in this whole drama?
I think that's the agent's role. I think we don't give coaches, whether it's high school coaches or college coaches, I don't think that we understand. I don't think the general public understands that they can't, that there had, and I'm not saying that there's not coaches out there that have maybe stretched the truth about kids and their reputation in the past, but coaches have to live up to their word has to mean something. When a recruiter comes to a high school coach, they can't think, oh, this guy's full of crap. He's just telling me his kids are great and they're really not that good. They're really terrible. These guys are honest individuals when they're talking about their players. And so I believe wholeheartedly, 100%, that they're speaking the truth about Kyler Murray. And the question at hand isn't that, Rich. The question at hand is Casserly didn't pick the phone up and make those calls. Clearly, he didn't pick the phone up and make those calls, which would have been the very first thing. At the very least of what he could have done was pick the phone up and make those calls before making those kind of comments.
The coaching part I totally agree with, because these guys are going to have hundreds of players that come after Kyler Murray.
That's right.
That their word is going to have to count for something when it comes to these guys. They can't just be a hype man. I would submit Steve Spurrier as a guy when we sit here and go, wasn't it the role of the coach? Well, Steve Spurrier gave his honest thoughts on Jadeveon Clowney, and we kind of know how that went. The one thing I would say about Casserly.
I mean, name me another coach who's ever talked down about a prospect that he was about to have enter the NFL.
I would, but we got 3 minutes.
We're talking about behind closed doors, though, Rich. I'm not talking about to the public. I'm saying that they're honest behind closed doors.
Yeah, because I want to get to this Dan Patrick stuff. Yes, but I just want to give my take on the Casserly thing here. Is that I think the one thing Casserly could have done that would have made that segment, that those quotes that he had, less offensive to some, quite honestly, would have been if he at least contextualized it with some scope, with the scope of, I talked to a scout, I talked to a personnel guy, I talked to a couple personnel guys. The way he worded it made it sound like this was some sweeping generalization that was coming from the league at large, which now has all these teams coming out of the woodwork saying, no, we liked him. No, we liked him. Ian Rappaport saying, no, Arizona, they liked him. So it's turned into this back and forth where everybody's like having to say liked Kyler Murray. If Charlie Casserly had just said, I talked to a couple of personnel guys, I think that would have at least kind of quelled it a little bit and gave it a little more honesty.
I'm glad you said it's a back and forth, because Matt Lombardo, who covers the NFL for NJ.com in New Jersey, had a quote from an unnamed NFL coach today regarding Casserly's comments, and Mike Lombardo claims this NFL coach told him about what Casserly said, quote, that's fairly accurate. There's definitely some truth there. There's a huge question mark about his ability to read defense.
Yeah, I feel like there's teams that that about him.
I'm saying there is a back and forth.
But that's very common in the combine. I would say that there's that if you sat down and tested the IQ, let's say not IQ, but let's say the
football IQ.
Let's just play a quarterback's ability to read coverages at an NFL level. I think we would be very, very surprised that the majority of them do not know what we think they know.
That's understandable.
And you come out and you say the worst comments I've ever got on a high-rated quarterback, boy, you better have done your due diligence, man.
Yeah, and again, that may be one guy. You got to say, like, I talked to somebody, and this was their take on Kyler Murray. Here is Dan Patrick with a theory of what might be going on Kyler Murray.
Just to set it up so it makes sense, Patrick read a text message on the air he said was from a former NFL scout that he's used as a source about Murray, and he asked the scout if he was surprised by Casserly's comments about Murray.
Not surprised, especially after your interview and watching his dad during the interview. There's no question about his arm and athletic ability. His speed will be hard to defend. Watching Oklahoma prior to the playoffs, his arm ability is legit. Two things that were unusual. Number one, his drop was very deep, 10 yards, which isn't common for protection purposes in the NFL. And number two, he really goes down easily. One thing that hasn't changed is the physicality of the hits he'll be exposed to. And then I tell him, thank you. And then he goes, also, I think that his height was inflated. Maybe it's the tinfoil hat theory. I just don't see it. If he refuses to measure at the pro day, that will be telling.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. John McClain's in here just shaking his head.
What does that mean? I mean, the tinfoil hat thing is for people who believe they're protecting themselves from electromagnetic rays.
Can I say something?
Sure, John.
Please.
That is one of the dumbest things I have ever heard. The guys are sitting there in shorts and they're barefooted, and if you've got hair, they smash it down. They wouldn't have trouble doing that with Sean and I. Clint, they would. But Clint would not get one extra quarter of an inch with that hair.
Yeah.
And so that is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. If Scout told me that, I would not even use it publicly because it's impossible.
We like to entertain from time to time on this show, John.
Well, I mean, they call it the Underwear Olympics for a reason. I mean, there's no hiding anything. There's no stretching it. There's no tippy toes. There's no, I mean, I know there's guys that when I was training for a pro day, which is the same exact drills for a combine, I mean, right. There's ways that you try to pretend like on the vertical, they measure it by your fingertip, your reach, you reach up vertical as high as you can with your feet flat. Now, there's some guys that will try to retract their delts or their lats or something to make their arm appear to be shorter than it is. And now I believe that some guys may get away with a little tad bit of that. But when you're talking about height, weight.
How do you inflate your height?
I mean, you don't. I mean,
they've seen everything anybody can try. The only thing you can inflate is your weight. You can be Ed Oliver or Kyler Murray and eat, not work out, then lose weight when you work out.
Yeah.
Like Kyler Murray will probably never be 207 pounds again.
Right.
Yep. Good to see you, John.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.